2024 International Thanksgiving Blending Conference. Week 2. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. 1 Peter 5:5-6. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Everyone in the church, including the elders, should gird himself with humility. In 1 Peter 1:13 Peter charges us to gird up the loins of our mind, but here in 5:5, he indicates that our entire being needs to be girded. The Greek word for gird here is derived from a noun meaning a slave's apron. Such an apron girded up the slave's loose garments in the service. It is used here as a figure of speech, signifying the putting on of humility as a virtue in service. This figure came evidently from Peter's impression of how the Lord girded himself with a towel when he humbled himself to wash the disciples' feet, especially Peter's. Today's reading. Peter says that God not only resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Strictly speaking, this grace refers to the triune God himself as the life supply being multiplied in the humble believer. The believers have received the initial grace, yet this grace needs to be multiplied in them that they may participate in all grace. The varied grace of God, as the all grace in 5:10, is the rich supply of life, which is the triune God ministered into us in many aspects. God gives himself as grace, as life supply, to humble believers. The Greek word for humble in 1 Peter 5:5 also means lowly, as in Matthew 11:29, where the Lord Jesus said, "I am meek and lowly in heart." Instead of uplifting ourselves, we should always keep ourselves low. Then we will be in a position to receive the triune God as our life supply. We will receive the grace that God gives to humble believers. The words "be humbled" are passive voice, indicating being made humble by God, mainly through sufferings and persecutions. This, however, requires that we cooperate with God's operation. We must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God. Hence, be humbled. We may say that humbled is passive, but be is active. While God is acting to operate on us, we need to take the initiative to be operated on by him. To take the initiative is active, to be operated on is passive. This is our willingness to be under the hand of God, which is mighty to do everything for us. Persecution may be used by God to humble us. When good things happen to us, we may become proud. But suffering or persecution may help us to be humble. For example, a brother may be humbled as a result of losing his job. A student may be humbled by receiving a lower grade than he expected. We may also experience being humbled in our family life. If the children of a certain brother and sister are outstanding, the parents may become proud. But if the children cause them problems or difficulty, this will make the parents lowly. Likewise, if a young brother's father has a very high position in his work, this brother may be proud. But suppose his father is a janitor with a very limited education. Knowing that his father has such a lowly position may cause this young brother to be lowly. We cannot make ourselves humble. Rather, we need to be made humble by God. Nevertheless, God's humbling of us requires our cooperation with God's operation. This means that we must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God. We may say that be humbled is active passive, be is active, pointing to our initiative to be humbled, and humbled is passive, pointing to God's operation to humble us. Although God's hand is mighty to do whatever is necessary for us, His hand still needs our cooperation. God's operation needs our cooperation. Therefore, we need to be humbled. This is the end of today's morning revival.